Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Amen. We are God's children. There is no room for fear in love. We love because God loved us first. Pray together the collect for the 21st Sunday of Pentecost together. Almighty God, in our baptism you adopted us for your own. Quicken, we pray, your Spirit within us, that we, being renewed both in body and mind, may worship you in sincerity and truth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The Gospel reading is taken today from Matthew chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him, and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible distress." And he said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion answered, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. But only speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard him, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and will eat with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise Christ our Lord. Great. Thanks ever so much for the introduction, and it's a privilege just to be sharing here with you this morning. I'll explain the table and what's on the table and the candles and everything else later on. I want to talk just slightly a bit about the past, my past, the present, and the future. I was born in Northwest India in the Punjab into a Sikh family, and I wanted to very much in terms of carry on that, the things that I learnt and the richness of that culture and that faith as a Sikh when I became a follower of Yesu Masih of Christ. And there are some wonderful things around this concept, the past that I learned growing up, around savor, service, hospitality, of the words of Christ, he who is the greatest amongst you must become the servant of all. And that's very much the heart of Sikhism. I haven't got any more time to elaborate on that. But I came from India at the age of 9 to live in Birmingham, and didn't know a single word of English at the time. And some of my friends got hold of me and they said, the first word you've got to learn to say is hello. So I just went around saying hello. Get on the bus, where are you going? Hello. They did teach me one or two other words, which I won't repeat here this morning in church. But my father corrected me on those later on. And there are many languages. If you were able to visit India, Pakistan, or Bangladesh, South Asia, there's so many different languages, Hindi, Punjabi, Gujarati, and loads and loads of other, depending on what region you go to. And if you were to greet a Sikh, they would say, Sat Sri Akal Ji, that truth is eternal. If you were to meet a Hindu, they would say Namaste, which means I see the truth, I see the image of God in you, and I honor that. If you were to talk to a Muslim, they would say Salaam Alaikum, peace be upon you. And the first person who actually used those words was Christ in Arabic in the upper room when Thomas wouldn't believe that Christ has risen from the dead. And Christ came into that room that was shut and appeared to them. And the words that he used in Arabic were, Salaam Alaikum, peace be upon you. And if you were to visit ancient Christians, tradition has it, St. Thomas took Christianity to India, to Kerala, and the greetings the most, because of the diverse languages, that they use is Jai Masih, praise to Christ, Jai Masih. So if you want to do this, just turn to the person next to you and say, Jai Masih. Great. Just moving on, because we want to incorporate what I'm saying later on for you to experience some of the things here, and Judith is going to do a reading later on as well. I was involved with some of the churches and groups in Birmingham, particularly as a CMS mission partner with Fresh Expressions, and this is where some of the fusion of East and West came about. And but my journey was very strongly influenced by an Asian Christian myth, and his name was Sadhu Sundra Singh, this mystic who traveled all over India, even came to Edinburgh, was a contemporary of Mahatma Gandhiji. And there was a time when Mahatma Gandhi said to him, I'll be the political leader of this new nation, and you be the religious leader. And he was a follower of Christ and kept his identity, kept his turban. He walked around like a holy man and just most people say, the closest to Christ that they've ever experienced. And one day, and he told parables and stories, just as Christ did. And he was traveling on his journeys, and he visited this one village. And he was astonished, he said, to see and witness what was happening before his eyes. He saw this tree that was on fire, and the villagers there trying to put the fire out, as there was some young birds in a nest at the top of the tree. And as he got closer, and they were throwing buckets of water, doing everything they could, he came closer and closer, and as he looked, they finally realized they couldn't do anything else. And above the nest was the mother of these, the mother bird, and the young birds were crying out as the fire reached the nest. And he said, I experienced something that I couldn't believe I would see. And he said, it shares something of God's love, that the mother bird didn't run away. In this nest, as it was going on fire with the young birds, her bird chicks, the mother bird came and covered herself over the nest and would not leave them and would not abandon them in any way and embrace what they were suffering and died with them. And that is the love of God, that he will never leave us or forsake us or abandon us. At present, I work with Bethany Christian Trust and manage the befriending project that we run called Passing the Baton. It deals with loneliness and social isolation, which is, they reckon, the biggest killer in the UK. In fact, the loneliest place to be in Europe is the UK. And it's more of a killer than smoking or obesity. And Mother Teresa once said that loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty. And people around here in Leith, in Edinburgh, in Scotland, in other parts of the UK, need somebody just to be there, because we are created in the image of God to be relational. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity were in conversation, relational one to another. And as human beings, we're created in that way. And to connect with God spiritually, but also to connect with others around us. And so there's a partnership that we develop with churches to be able to take church members to train them, equip them, because they may be wanting to very much care for people, but need to be professional as well. I'm also involved in helping that in the context of the different faith communities here in Edinburgh, with the Edinburgh Interfaith Association, and piloting Passing the Baton in an interfaith context, and helping all the different faiths here to reach out into their communities and to befriend others. The other thing I'm involved and been doing is something called Building Bridges. It's a new trust that I'm in the process at the moment of developing, which is to be able to connect the different parallel communities. We can have strong community, whether it's the Polish community, it's the Indian community, the Irish community, or whichever communities that exist here. And they can be strong. But how do we, instead of them becoming parallel communities, how can we actually connect them and join them? What are the things that we can do together? And that's not somehow creating some sort of mishmash with them. You know, you can go into one of these sort of fruit bars where you can pick your favorite fruits and get a smoothie, whether it's an apple and an orange and pineapple and strawberries, and they pull them and liquidize them, and it's great. A very healthy drink. That's not what we're trying to do. We're building bridges or connecting communities. But what we're trying to do is to see more as a fruit salad, where there is apple and oranges and bananas and strawberries and whatever, but you can see the distinction. Each brings something to the other. And it's not all strawberries. It's not all one flavor. There are different flavors and the richness of those flavors that we can share with one another. So to develop that and see the richness of God's kingdom here in Edinburgh, to see that growing more and more, to inspire Christians to see a fresh vision of how we can live in harmony and peace together. A part of the reading that Judith is going to do will be focused around that, something that I've adapted from Revelation 21. Be still. Be still. This Christ, this Yesu Masi, this Satguruji, who walked here 2,000 years ago, still reaches out his hand of grace and love and mercy towards each and every one of us, never ever to harm us or to push us away. But to place his hand upon each one of us, says peace to you. Salaam alaikum. Be still and know that he is God. As we stand under the fountain of his amazing grace and love, may God renew you and refresh you. And may that water flow in and through us into our communities and bring life and healing and wholeness and harmony, equality, respect, justice, and peace. And what would that look like if heaven came to earth? And Judas is just going to come and do that reading for us now.
I saw a vision. It was last Thursday at 11 o'clock in the morning. I was standing on top of Carlton Hill, looking down over the city, and the cold winter sky broke open above my head, and the Spirit of God breathed on my eyes, and my eyes were opened. I saw Edinburgh, the holy city, coming down out of heaven, shining like a rare jewel, sparkling like clear water in the eye of the sun. And all the sickness was gone from the city. And there were no more suburbs, squats, and sink estates. No inequality between those that lived in Westerhales and those that lived in Morningside. I saw the canals running with the water of life, as bright as crystal, as clear as glass, and the children of Edinburgh swimming in that water. And the Spirit showed me the tree of life growing in the center of St. Andrew's Square. I looked, and there were no homeless people, no more women working on the streets in Tollcross, no more needles in the alleyways. HIV and AIDS were things of the past. There was no racism, no gay bashing, no stabbings and brawls, no more religion, no more nationalist graffiti, no more piles of waste and refuse, no more drunken fights along Duke Street on a Saturday night. Because there was no more hate. And I saw women walking safe at nights, saw the men were full of passion and gentleness. None of the children were ever abused because the people's sex was full of justice and joy. The water of life flowing in the canals was not still and dank, but rushed and bubbled. It rushed out to the Asians in Leith, the Polish community down Leith Walk, the elderly living in Muirhouse. The water flowed out to white estates and to Afro-Caribbeans in Gorgi and to refugees, asylum seekers living in every part of the city. And this water of life touched all the races and peoples in Edinburgh, because in this new city they had all come home. And in this new city, their differences were beautiful and joyful and drew the races together in a multicolored dance and feast, because each saw something missing from themselves in the other. I saw an old woman throw back her head and laugh like a young girl. And when the sky closed back, her laughter rang in my head for days and days, and would not go away. And the power at the heart of this city wasn't a brand, a multinational, a shopfront, or a committee. It wasn't a grand leader with a PR machine behind him and a gun in his pocket. No, the power that drew all this city together and from which the waters of life flowed was no power at all. Everyone was looking at a beaten man hanging on a wooden cross in St. Andrew's Square in the center of this pure city. And they all realized that this power was a dangerous kind of love that gave and gave and gave without needing anything in return. This is what I saw looking over Carlton Hill, looking up from the city of death. And I knew that then there would be a day of resurrection. And I believe that there will be a day of resurrection. Amen.
We offer you our praise with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, singing the hymn of your unending glory. Holy, 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 God of power and might.
Holy, 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 God of power and might.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The one who